96.5 Radio Wave, and it's great to always have special guests in, and we have one now on the line. It's from Top Load, lead singer Joe Washburn, everybody. How are you, Joe? You all right?
I'm pretty good, thanks. How are you doing?
Very, very good. So, it's pretty exciting time here on the Far Coast, and of course, Blackpool, the Illumination Switch On is coming. They get bigger and better every year, and they've made it into a bit of a festival called the iFest, and your band Top Loader is going to be playing the Saturday night.
Yeah, I mean, we're looking forward to it. I mean, it's strangely, I think we came and did the Illuminations about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
10 or 12 years ago, and obviously it's grown since then. But yeah, it's going to be it's a great lineup, and we're really looking forward to it.
And what do you remember of Blackpool then, 10 years ago? I mean, like I say, and have you been since that 10 years?
Do you know what? I think we've passed through many times, but I think back in the day, I think we did it with the Sugar Babes and Ronan Keating. So I think you're kind of, we're showing our age there a little bit, but... But no, I mean, we're really looking forward to it. I mean, it's, you know, Professor Green, the Vamps, you know, it's and also obviously the light switch on by Tim Burton is quite stunning, and so we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, it should be good. And yourselves, you know, Top Loader, you know, 2000, you came out with that massive album, Dance in the Moonlight, of course, it was a huge single. But you guys, you know, just checking your website, you're still as busy as ever.
Yeah, I mean, we have been this summer. It's sort of never anything we sort of go out of our way to kind of plan. And we just say, oh, we'll do that show and we'll do that show. And then by the end of the summer, we've kind of end up doing, you know, most weekends, really. But, yeah, we've had a great summer. This is kind of going to be like one of the last gigs we do this summer. And then we're off to make a new album in the autumn. So it's going to be nice to go out and maybe play even a couple of new songs as well.
Yeah, because your, I believe, last new album was about 2011 or 13, was it? 11?
Yeah, 2011, yeah. A song called Only Human. We had a couple of singles out in 2013. But yeah, we've been writing lots of new material, and yeah, time to get in the studio, really.
So is it going to be similar to the older stuff that we've heard, or are you, because some bands, you know, they like to, you know, go, right, we'll change and we'll do something a little bit different, or do you stick to what you know?
I think we probably should stick to what we know. I mean, I think our last album was a little bit more... I think, you know, it was the first album we'd made in a little while, and it was a little bit more, you know, taking ourselves a little bit more seriously. I think, if anything, we've come full circle, really, and we just want to make a really kind of, really up, really summery album that hopefully be out for next time, next summer, and yeah, probably do what we're good at, really, yeah.
Yeah, good on you. And like I say, for yourself, as we know you, you say you take yourself a bit more seriously. I remember that originally when you burst onto the scene, you were, you know, world famous with the hair, but now the hair's gone.
Yeah, the hair has gone. The hair had to say goodbye, unfortunately. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those, really. I got the same haircut for 15 years. And I think for anyone, that's kind of a weird thing. So,
well, I used to have the curtains, and they've gone bald now, so nearly, yeah. So.
Well, I'm kind of preempting that. I saw a couple of grey ones come out. I thought, right, well, it's time to go now.
So what can we expect then, 4th of September, you're here, Blackpool iFest switch on. What can we expect? What kind of show are you going to put on for us?
Well, you know what? I mean, we're going to, you know, give everyone as good a time as possible. We're obviously playing some of the earlier songs off the first two albums, Dance in the Moonlight, with Achilles Heels and stuff like that. And we'll probably be trying out some new stuff as well. But yeah, we're kind of mixed it all up, really, and just, you know, kind of try and get the crowd going as much as possible, really.
Good. Yeah, it sounds great. It's going to be a great event. And as I say, you know, you've been to one of these switch-ons before, but it's a whole weekend event now, so it really has got bigger, it's got better. And you'll notice, well, Blackpool itself, it's smartened itself up, and it looks the part now, Joe. It really does.
Can't wait. I mean, you notice that a lot about different places you go to in the country, and you know, from 10, 15 years ago, you know, lots of places have really, like you say, smartened themselves up. So, yeah, it's going to be great to come back to Blackpool and see the lights again.
Yeah, good man. Well, listen, have a great time on the 4th on the Switch On. I'm sure you'll be brilliant. Blackpool will welcome you open arms, of course. But it's been great to speak to you, Joe. Thank you very much.
Oh, pleasure. Thanks so much.